Radio Prague News. Two former Czech communist leaders have been charged in Germany over Iron Curtain deaths. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Visegrad four heads of government debated the future of the EU in Warsaw. And the New Zealand authorities say they have found the body of a Czech man who was killed on a hiking track in a remote mountainous area on the country's South Island. Former senior communists such as one-time party General Secretary Miloš Jakeš and Prime Minister Lubomír Strogar are among 67 Czechs and Slovaks who have been charged over the deaths of five German citizens who were killed trying to cross the Iron Curtain from Czechoslovakia to the West, the CTK news agency reported. Charges were pressed by the Platform of European Memory and Conscience, a group that pushes for the punishment of perpetrators of communist-era crimes. According to the organization's director, Nila Winkelmann, it had decided to seek justice in Germany since only a few former rank-and-file border guards had been convicted of killing people on the country's borders in the Czech Republic. According to German lawyer Konrad Manns, the said crimes were crimes against humanity that are not bound by a statute of limitations. German Chancellor Angela Merkel attended a meeting of the Visegrad Four, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary and Slovakia in Warsaw on Friday. The government leaders discussed the future of Europe after Brexit with security concerns at the forefront of attention. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and his Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orban called for the establishment of a European army, suggesting that the matter could be debated at an upcoming EU summit in Bratislava in September. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka of the Social Democratic Party has slammed his strongest coalition partner, ANO, for refusing to back the Social Democrats' proposal to set a firm age ceiling on retirement in the Czech Republic. The proposal would allow both men and women to retire upon reaching the age of 65. ANO leader, Finance Minister Andrej Babiš, has refused to back the proposal, describing it as a populist move ahead of the autumn regional and Senate elections. Mr. Sobotka said Babiš was betraying his election promises to voters, the coalition agreement and his own party's election program. A debate on the issue is expected to continue with an alternative ceiling set at 67 years of age. The New Zealand authorities say they have found the body of a Czech man who was killed on a hiking track in a remote mountainous area on the country's South Island. His partner, Pavlina Pijová, who was there with him, managed to survive, spending two nights out in the open before finding shelter at a hut at Lake Mackenzie, where she spent a month stranded by bad weather, waiting to be rescued. The couple got lost in extreme winter weather conditions and had failed to inform anyone of their plans. Civic Democratic Party Senator Veronika Vrecionová will file a complaint with the Constitutional Court over a law regulating the gaming business, which allows finance ministry employees to block web pages on suspicion that they are offering gaming online. The law was approved by the Senate in May of this year and signed by President Zeman in June. Senator Vrecionová, who has collected 21 signatures in the upper house in support of her complaint, says that rank and file ministry employees should not have the right to make such a decision and argues that the law opens the way to possible violations of freedom of speech. The Czech premiere of the Czech-British co-production Anthropoid, which recreates the daring assassination of Nazi governor Reinhard Heydrich by Czechoslovak parachutists in 1942, has been scheduled for September 28th on Czech Statehood Day, the CTK news agency reported. The movie, starring Jamie Dornan, Cillian Murphy and Toby Jones, had its world premiere at the 51st Karlovy Vary International Film Festival in July of this year. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should bring clear skies and very hot weather with day temperatures reaching 34 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.
Hello, this is Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. Today, German leader Angela Merkel gets a mixed response in Prague. Olympic champion Lukáš Krpála gets a hero's welcome in his hometown. And we meet Mikhail Bress, an acrobat and dancer from the excellent Limbo Modern Circus Group, currently performing here in Prague. All that's coming up in today's program. Angela Merkel on Thursday visited Prague for the first time in 4 years for talks with the Czech Prime Minister and President. The visit was part of a post-Brexit tour on which the German Chancellor has been discussing the future of the European Union and a number of other subjects. On most issues, she found common ground with her Czech hosts, but not on migrant quotas. Jan Willinger has more.
Some opponents of German Chancellor Angela Merkel ahead of her arrival called the visit a provocation, and several hundred people came out on the day to demonstrate, pointing blame at the Chancellor for the migration crisis. The Czech head of state, Miloš Zeman, who presented Merkel with a copy of The Good Soldier Švejk, too, has been a longtime critic and said he wouldn't mince words when they met. But the most important meeting of the day for the Chancellor by far was with her counterpart, Bohuslav Sobotka, who made clear there was much on which Germany and the Czech Republic agreed, just not migrant redistribution. On Czech TV on Thursday evening, Mr. Sobotka said this.
I don't think it was a surprise for the Chancellor, and I don't think it was anything new. There are big differences in how the Czech Republic and Germany see the situation. We don't want to leave policy on migration up to the European Union, and we disagree with any mandatory and permanent quotas to redistribute migrants.
Where did they find common ground? The need to join forces to improve European internal and outer security, to counter the threat of terrorism, as well as to tackle the source of the migration crisis by providing aid to source countries. German Chancellor Angela Merkel pointed out that in many areas she and Mr. Sobotka saw eye to eye.
There are a lot of points where we agree, even on migrant policy. We welcomed Czech support for an agreement between the EU and Turkey and support for the NATO naval force in the Aegean. The one thing which we disagree on is on the redistribution of migrants.
Much of the German media, including Spiegel on Friday, reported that Chancellor Merkel had not succeeded in convincing Czech politicians to pivot on migration and projected that other stops on her post-Brexit tour, such as an upcoming meeting with the leaders of the Visegrad Four, which includes the Czech Republic, would not be crowned by success. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka responded to the report soon after, saying that such a shift could not have been expected, saying the real reason for the meeting had been to boost dialogue on the future of the EU after Brexit, as well as to discuss bilateral projects.
That report was by Jan Willinger. Around 2,000 people filled in the main square in Jihlava on Thursday evening to welcome home the only Czech gold medalist from the Olympic Games in Rio, judo star Lukáš Krpálek. The 25-year-old Jihlava native won in the up to 100-kilogram division in Rio, clinching the Czech Republic's first-ever Olympic judo medal. Ruth Frankova has more.
The town of Jihlava, located on the very border of Bohemia and Moravia, greeted its currently most famous compatriot in grand fashion. Krpálek mounted the podium in the center of Masaryk Square to the music of brass bands to receive gifts from the mayor of Jihlava and from the governor of the Vysočina region, a tiny kimono for his baby son and a 10-kilogram basket full of goodies, which should help him with the planned move to a higher weight division. With the help of a large screen located next to the podium, people were able to relive Krpálek's journey at the Olympics, in which he ousted the reigning and former world champions. In the final match, he threw Azerbaijan's Elmar Gasimov, the current world number one, for the maximum ippon. Lukáš Krpálek, who dedicated his golden victory to his baby son and fellow Czech squad teammate Aleksandr Jurečka, who died last year in a scuba diving accident at Italy's Lago di Garda, was clearly moved by the welcome.
I'm so glad that you came to greet me. I expected a lot of people to come, but this has surpassed my expectations completely.
Among the people who packed the Masaryk Square on Thursday were several dozen youths from local judo clubs dressed in kimonos who came to see their idol. But perhaps the most emotional onlooker was Lukáš Krpálek's former coach, Josef Šimáček.
Ten pocit se nedá popsat, to je prostě báječný. My se teda vídáme občas.
I cannot even begin to describe my feelings. It's simply great. We meet occasionally, but now with the medal it's something completely different. Lukáš used to be a difficult child, but he balanced that with his diligence. And I used to be a pretty tough coach, so I managed to keep him on a tight leash.
Thanks to the international successes of Czechs in judo, coaches across the Czech Republic have registered a growing interest in the sport, both from kids and their parents. With Krpálek's Olympic victory, that is likely to increase even more. Judo coach Michal Váňa summed up the situation.
The interest in judo has grown every year because parents discovered it is good for the kids' physical and mental condition. They learn to accept defeat and victory, and they learn not to make fun of their opponents but to respect them.
Lukáš Krpálek is the first Czech to win a judo medal in the history of the independent Czech Republic. In the former Czechoslovakia, Vladimír Kocman secured bronze at the Moscow Olympic Games in 1980, which were boycotted by the United States.
Now in the final part of our program today, Mikhail Bress is an acrobat and dancer from the internationally famous Limbo Modern Circus Group, who are currently performing in Prague. Jan Wellinger spoke to him for this edition of The Arts.
The Letní Letná Festival of New Circus is back and well underway in the Czech capital. One of the headlining acts this year is Limbo, a production which has gotten rave reviews, which was reportedly seen by Madonna twice, and not surprisingly, which has sold out. I was lucky to meet up this week in the Spiegel tent with troupe member Mikhail Bress, who told me all about the show, which has been described as heaven can wait. This is one hell of a party.
Hello, I'm Mikhail Bress. I'm a French performer. And in this show, I'm doing an act. It's a Chinese pole act. It's like a big pole, 6 meter pole, and I'm flying around, jumping around, and falling around, but not on the floor. I catch myself just before the floor. And then I'm doing some music, beatbox, guitar, some dancing, some clowning around. Yeah?
I've read also about a certain feather.
So the feather... It was an improvisation at the beginning of the show, and I was doing my act normal, and then when I arrived on the top of the pole, I saw a feather stuck in the tent, and I decided to drop it, and then the effect was like immediate, so people liked it, and the director was like, keep the feather, and so now I keep the feather, and it's really nice.
And just to describe it for people who haven't seen the show, basically, you let it go from the top of the pole, and then...
Yeah, and then so I'm on top, I'm really on the top, I drop the feather, and then when it's halfway off the pole, I slide down, and I catch the feather just before it touched the floor.
Mm-hmm. And super fast.
Yeah, I slide super fast, and sometimes when I go too fast, the air that my body moves makes the feather like flew around, so it's a bit tricky, and I manage to catch it anyway.
So this production has been on for some time. It premiered one of the French festivals. This is an intense show, isn't it? I mean, it's almost an understatement to say that this production has a lot of physicality and a lot of ongoing performance.
Yeah, this show, we created this show almost 4 years ago in Australia, and we did the premiere in Adelaide, the big fringe, the Garden of Unearthly Delight. And yeah, it's like, it's something to do this show because it's like... full going around, running around, it's really full on, but it's so nice to do and to have the audience really close to the stage and to have them really close. You can see their eyes when they are frightened, happy, or even sometimes they are sad, because there is some touching moment in the show. And but it's all this mix of emotions makes the Limbo, I think, special, because we all do everything and makes everything really, really nice to see. Mm-hmm. And it's a really incredible cast, like full of talents. But it's something, yeah. Tiring.
And the music is live as well.
Yeah, the music is live. There is three magnificent musicians, two Australian and one from Berlin. Yeah, there is a particularity in this music. It's because there is one of the instruments. It's called the polimba. It's mixed you to create it. It's like 15 kalimba. It's the African little percussion with a lot of steel metal thing, and you do like ding dong 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 dong, and he has like 15 of them, and he creates all this panel of sound, and it's unbelievable. And the music was created by Skip Shirey. He's from New York, so he's a mix. All the music is a mix in between hip hop, jazz, funk, vibe, trip hop. It's really nice combination of sound. Mm-hmm. I wrote a song for the show. It's one of the moment of the show. It's like a funny striptease in the middle of the stage, and I wrote a song for this to illustrate this piece, this little moment, and it's in French, but it's a nice images and it's a love story.
Since you mentioned the striptease, this is also a show which has been called very sexy, also an adult cabaret. So for someone who hasn't seen it yet, how sexy is it?
So it's a nice sexy. It's not erotic. It's not vulgar. It's really like really with a nice touch. The two girls are really extremely beautiful, and two different style. One tall blonde, one small brunette, and it's close to burlesque. But there is no naked part. It's totally manageable for everybody. Not that young children, but there is frightened things that the girls do, so there is a beautiful mix in between her and boys. We are circus make body fit, so yeah, we finish topless, but it's okay. It's on point for the show.
And I expect also the heat must be quite intense here during the show as well, simply because you have a huge crowd, but there's also fire, there's elements of fire which I saw.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it gets, and of course the constant physical activity in many of the scenes. To talk about the name Limbo, of course the kind of tagline for this show is the best party between heaven and hell. Limbo brings to mind purgatory. Is that what it is? Are the characters in this piece stuck in a kind of purgatory?
Yeah. It's the state in between heaven and hell. Yes, when you are in the purgatory, you put the feather on the scale, and if it's too heavy, you go to hell, and if it's light enough, you go to heaven. So that's the point. Like really warm pieces in this show, and you can make your own story through the show. You can follow who you want as a character, and then you will prefer one of us. And yes, it's in between this in between state, really dark, really funny suddenly, and it's going to be more intimate. And it's the feeling that all the show create in our bodies. I think if I was looking at Limbo as an audience member, I think I would be like that, like amazed by what's happening, and being like, oh, what it is. is it and then after all everything finished good and it's a big party.
I read that it's set or it was inspired by the 1920s. To what degree is it inspired by the 1920s? Is it in terms of some of the costumes or the set directions or the overall feeling of like a cabaret, a bit of burlesque?
Yeah, yes, it's definitely that. It's cabaret, burlesque, and then in this beautiful tent, which is now the Magic Mirror, or I don't know what the name is, but it's mainly a Magic Mirror, a Spiegel tent. And the mood, what it's created in that, it's like velvet and wood and mirrors, and I think for me, in this kind of tent, it can be contemporary. So it's like the style came from the music, so old hip hop, old funk, old swing, jazz. So everything goes with this mood of being like 1920, and it's really nice to have this jacket and this shirt. And I think this style fits really well, and it's kind of difference. Actually,
a mix.
It's a mix, and I love this. Anyway, I love this style, and even when I outside of the show, sometimes I dress like that with a little vest and shirt and high pants, and I really like this. And it gives this impulse to the show and beautiful style.
You're one of the main headliners at this year's Letnia Letna. There aren't very many tickets left. I was looking to see what was left, and most of it sold out. Here and there, maybe a couple of seats. A ballpark figure, how many shows do you perform a year, or how many times do you do Limbo each year?
So the thing is, I know exactly, because with Mick, the drummer, Mick Stewart, we are counting the shows. So when we did the first one here in Prague, it was our 700 shows. So now, tonight, exactly, it's 703.
That's amazing to me. How do you find the atmosphere here in particular? Letnia Letna has become like a major fixture in Prague for New Circus. It has its fan base here and people come from all over. So how have you found Prague so far?
Oh, I think this, to be in this park, the tent here, it's so wonderful to have all these chapiteaux all around, create like really a great atmosphere. The bars in front, the food trucks it's really nice. And there's nothing to envy to other festival in other country, because it takes the same mood, and it's really lovely to talk with the audience after the show, and it's really cool. Yeah, you should definitely come and wait for us after the show, because we like that, to have feedback. And if you didn't like, if you like it, or whatever, talk with us. And don't be shy, because sometimes people are like, oh, I thought I could have talked to you, but I'm a bit impressed. No, don't be impressed, I'm human. I'm just doing a bit of stuff on stage, and the other as well, but we're going to be, you're going to be welcome to come and talk with us, and having a drink and whatever, dance and...
Well, that sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
If you have any comments about today's program here on Radio Prague, please do share them with us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, or on Facebook or via Twitter. But that's all for now, folks. From me, Ian Willoughby, thank you very much for listening to Radio Prague, and goodbye.